Hi, I'm Varun Nair, Community Growth Marketer at Amplis and your host for the Startup Show presented by Amplis. In this show, you can hear founders share their startup experience and learnings. So for today's show, I'm here with yet another episode, podcasting, partnering for the discussion with Rohit Sharma, founder of AI Technologies and Systems, which is a leading development open source deep learning compiler that is targeted towards devices with small form factors like microcontrollers. So about Rohit Sharma, he is an author and entrepreneur currently living in Milpitas, California, and he has contributed to electronic design automation domain for over 20 years. He has founded two companies, published several papers in international conferences and journals, and authored two bestsellers, books on machine learning and VLSI cell categorizations. So let's get started and directly get with Rohit. Hi, Rohit.
Hi, Arun. How are you?
I'm feeling really good. How are you?
Wonderful, now that I'm talking to you.
Thank you. So it's really, I really appreciate you for joining this podcast show and sharing your startup experience with our community. It's been a pleasure, and I really welcome you to the show.
Thank you.
So shall we get started?
Sure.
So my first question is, why AI tech systems, and how are you solving the problems with AI tech systems, and what is AI tech systems?
So AITS is a company focused in delivering software as a solution and innovation as a service to its customer. And currently we are leading open source deep learning compiler on GitHub, which is targeted towards small form factor devices like under $5 microcontrollers or CPUs, which are part of all sorts of household devices. Think appliances like cars, your TV, washing machine, refrigerators, and even toys. And in fact, there are around 30 billion microcontrollers power devices that are produced every year. Right now, it's likely that you have some of those devices on you. For example, maybe you're wearing a watch which has a small CPU or a microcontroller, right? Yeah. They're cheap, they require very little energy, and they're very reliable. So we are hoping to bring deep learning and machine learning to these little tiny devices.
Okay. So basically, who are your target audience for the business?
So we are not focusing on the business for this particular project right now. We have this large market, and we take the pleasure of bringing these deep learning models to these tiny devices. Okay. And so there's not much thought given to the business model for this product particularly, but we are working with large corporations to fund this project and make it available for the greater good.
Okay. To get a better perspective of what technology and how it can be integrated with deep learning, could you just specifically give an example like what you have developed right now?
Sure. So what we have right now is all open source, and there is a very passionate community of developers. So if you go on bit.ly/DNN compiler or Google DNN compiler, it'll take you to the GitHub repository, and you can see the community, the reasons we are doing it, and all the source and the entire product online. You can download, you can start working in minutes. Or even seconds. And if you want to try it out on Google Colab or Jupyter Notebook, it's right there. If you want to install it on your system, it's pip install DeepC, and you are started within minutes. And if you want to go even further, contribute or modify the product, you can download it. So it's all there. If you do Google DNN compiler, you will come across a GitHub repository which is hosting all this development, and we are actually asking for contribution from developers all over the world.
Oh, that's great. So is it something like Raspberry Pi programming, like related to things like that, Arduino board?
Yeah, sure it is. Bigger frameworks, they actually stop at something like Raspberry Pi. But for us, it's a powerhouse. It's like a supercomputer.
Okay.
Here what we are targeting is really little tiny microcontrollers that don't even have operating system. They're just bare metal. You can purchase them for 30 cents, 50 cents, even a dollar, and very powerful devices come under $5. So very, very tiny devices that are integrated into industrial sensors, and the appliances that you have in your house. So imagine the smart appliances that can adapt to your daily routine. For example, intelligent industrial sensors that understand the difference between normal operation and a faulty one, and the magical toys, right? The ones that can help kids learn in fun and delightful ways.
Yes.
So we are hoping to bring deep learning and AI to largely ignored market segment.
Okay, so something like smart devices like Google Home, Amazon Echo, some devices like that?
So you can build smart devices like Google Home with our software.
Okay.
And so you can hope, just imagine a toddler or a child or a kid playing with the toy, and they have tendency to name their toy. Now the toy would not respond to that. And if you purchase $1 or $2 microcontroller that powered with our software, you can name the toy and the toy would react to that command. And that's the joy that we are talking about.
Okay. That sounds much specific, and it's really great. So, it's completely open source, like you said.
Completely open source.
That's wonderful. So, how are you evaluating the product market fit for ATS?
Right. So, product market fit, right? For the company, there are two segments that we operate in. One is in the software as a service or innovation as a service that we are working with large companies, some of the GPU leaders and the networking giants that pay us, and part of that money goes to this product that we are hoping to build over time, which is deep learning compiler. So the market for services is pretty well established. There are a lot of reports that will tell you in the next 5 years, AI growth is going to contribute close to $13 trillion. And this is 1/3. And that's the overall AI market. The edge market that we are hoping to make a dent in is about $3 billion today. It's hoping to increase to $60 to $100 billion in next 5 years. So the market is not an issue. Market is big, really big market. It's basically, we are hoping to make a dent with our technology in that market.
The market is washed, like for AI, exactly, for AI, for deep learning. That's going to be the future. Like nowadays, we can really see virtual reality is like floating around everywhere. So considering that, yes, it has a very great potential market. And coming to the next question, so what are the go-to market strategies you have come up with or you have worked with?
So there are a couple of things on the market strategy. What currently we are focused on is building the community. We don't call it a market. We are actually building the passionate advocates and developers for the technology that can contribute or use in their personal or work use, right?
Yeah.
And so we are coaching them through training, through summits, through workshops, and I'm going and talking about this in many conferences. So there is a community that's building. And we hope that would, take advantage of the technology that we see part of the future for tomorrow. And so that's one aspect. And in doing that, there is a lot of need for the education of AI and some of these deep learning platforms that we are providing without cost. If you become part of this community. So there are multiple level of advantages if you come join us as a developer or as a user.
Okay.
So that's one strategy. The other one is we are going in the market for every segment of the market, for example, healthcare, farming, And you know, some of the highlighted industries that AI is expected to make impact, uh-huh. and reaching out to them. So one example could be farmers, right? The person who does not have money, who does not have access to technology, who does not have access to even an internet, right? Yeah. Which is kind of electricity of today. Yeah. We hope to enable that segment, which would be ignored from this revolution. The industrial, the fourth industrial revolution that AI is hoping to bring. Okay. So that's our target, and so far that's our strategy.
Okay. And considering this strategy, how are you going to, create opportunities in B2B industries?
Right. So for B2B industries, for someone like Bosch, who are part and parcel of your household appliances, right? Okay. They do have, all these appliances, they have microcontrollers.
Yes.
So we are reaching out to each one of these and providing our services for free, for a no-cost service to develop their pilot project. So for example, washer could learn many things based on the usage, right? And so how is Bosch going to develop that into a tiny microcontroller, which is under $2? That's where we come in. And we are collaborating with some of the industry segment leaders and giving them this service without cost, so that they become ubiquitous, part of every household. So that's the second tier strategy.
That's great. So so just coming to the question, so how many people are working with you in AITS right now?
So currently we are a very small startup, little over a year, and about 110 people. Like I said, this is not about company, this is about the market and for the greater good, for the product that we are developing. So we are looking for contribution from the developers worldwide, from financial giants worldwide, anybody who can chip in whatever shape or form, we welcome that. The company just started. We are hoping to grow in coming years, but growing is not our first objective. Growing the product and the support and the spread of the product is, and which would not necessarily come from the company, it'll come from the world.
Great. So, and how you keep all the team aligned? Like, do you specifically use any team management tools, or are you looking forward to work with any tools in the long run?
So we do use quite a few online tools. For example, I did tell you that we are on GitHub. So we do use Git. We also use paid services like Zoom and Slack and Monday and other things to stay organized and track the projects.
Okay.
So essentially at this point, it's just team management. Okay. Software that we are looking at, and also build software. So these two we are using consistently, but for other management like sales and channel management, we are not focusing on building the business at this point. We're just focusing on building the technology that can that people can take advantage of.
Okay. And I think GitHub is the powerhouse for all your work.
Right. So part of the work is on GitHub, and part of the work that we do with these large corporations is not, because they prohibit us from putting that open source.
Okay.
So yes, part of that is on GitHub. And if you like to go and check it out, it's github.com/AITechSystems/DLNCompiler, or just Google DLN compiler.
So I will drop the links down in the comment section below, as well as in the descriptions below. Please do check it out. Thank you for sharing with us. And moving on, Rohit. So like we spoke about AI tech system, like it's been an over you have started. So what was your biggest challenge till today? Like what was it for you as an entrepreneur?
So biggest challenge is to sort of believe in that we could do that. And just believing in the idea that, as a community service, we could start something which will be used by the world. And this is no cost. So the real challenge was making people realize that it is progressing. And so the way we see these progress on GitHub and on other channels, they're slowly coming back together and, you know, giving us, some trust, for the lack of a better word. We hope to grow that trust in the coming future and, you know, build the AI future on top of that.
Oh, great. So right now it's all about building the community and adapt them to use it, because it's an open source, and later on you wanted to take this to the next level, I believe.
Right. So the other side benefit I can talk about of this project is, so the AI education, especially in India, is kind of lagging compared to US and China. Uh-huh. And we are providing that with the help of our training that we provide to students. And there were over 200, actually, when we floated our training program last July, there was an overwhelming response of about 1,000 applications. And we selectively chose about 250.
Okay.
And we did coach them, train them as to what deep learning is, what we did ask them to write their ideas, go through the courses and develop the projects, and also publish a paper, which actually culminated in a summit. So we also hosted a summit based on the work that was done by students. So we also welcome training, and that is no cost training on this, or usage of DNN compiler, development of DNN compiler, or anything around it. So we welcome that too. And it's a win-win situation for students and us. So that's the third segment that I forgot to cover. You can check out the summit proceedings on our website, aitechsystems.com, summit 2019. And it was attended well over by about 90 papers and industry leaders from FPGA companies and smart city infrastructure and so on.
Great. So even I'll drop the links down in the descriptions below. Please do check it out. And I believe you're trying to bring it the next level. Like there are a lot of students who would like really interested to be part of this community and to learn a lot of AI, deep learning related, technology related things, right? And I think creating this opportunity is giving them more exposure and more understanding about how they look into the future, right? So right. Considering that fact, I think you're doing an amazing job in that. And I'm also looking forward to be part of this activities to learn or to understand how you're going to do it. And
you're welcome, Varun. And thank you. We will appreciate if you can, give URLs to your prospective, students or somebody who's willing to learn about deep learning. We are offering that for no cost.
Sure. So that was Arul Sharma, who is for students or for young entrepreneurs or anyone who would like to learn about deep learning, machine learning, and about microcontroller VLSI. Please do reach out to Rohit Sharma, and I will definitely drop the links to his LinkedIn URL, his email ID. Please do check. You can ask him. He's going to be a very good mentor for you people. So thank you, Rohit, for that. So moving on to the next question. Considering there are a lot of already existing market like into AI, deep learning, machine learning, how are you going to disrupt this technology or this company or this the competitors using this open source?
Right. So so what we hope to become in future, and that's probably distant future because we are not focused or putting any effort into that, is DeepC compiler, which is DNN compiler that we are writing today, becomes the boilerplate or foundation for the deep learning models of tomorrow. And they become part of every household in terms of microcontrollers, smaller CPUs, and so on, right? So that's our hope. We grow or not, like I said, we are not focused in the growth. We are focused in bringing this greater good to the people, and if growth is part of that, then we will embrace. We will take that, but our main target is to make sure that deep learning models reach to every household device and the toys that kids enjoy today.
Great, wonderful. But just a very curious question I have for this, because considering from the hardware perspective, from the software perspective, there needs to be a lot of investments or a lot of funding. So how are you backing your funding right now? Like, is there any funding experience right now, or is it bootstrap?
So we are privately funded. And like I said, we are also working with these large organizations, right? Yeah. And now the skill set we have in-house is so much higher that people are paying crazy amounts. Okay. And we are diverting part of that to this effort, essentially. Okay. To grow the support for the software and everything. We do not see the need for funding in the next quarter, but if that changes, let's say the community grows without bounds and we need to support it even further, we would not hesitate to raise funds for that.
Okay. So you always have a plan on your mind. That's great. So what are your 6 months upcoming milestones you are looking ahead?
Right. So I have, the very short term milestone is we will be releasing the model on a very small form factor device this month, at the end of this month. Uh-huh. So that would be a beta release, either release 0.12 or 0.15 will depend. But this is coming at the end of this month. And the minute we have three, use cases in three different industries, we will launch it as a product, hopefully next couple of months. So that people can know, learn, modify, and use and adapt this technology to their need.
Okay. Yeah. So that's a very interesting 6 months goal you have ahead. All the best wishes for your upcoming milestones and aspirations. So this would be probably the last question I will ask you, but I know, but we have to make sure, time is very valuable for you, considering the fact. So what would be the three advice you want to give for the young entrepreneurs who want to work in the deep learning or machine learning technology? What would be the three best advices you want to share to the community?
Yeah. Okay. That's a pretty loaded question.
Based on personal experiences will be one of the biggest thing.
Yeah. So the first advice I would give is, what you hear in the media is all magic about this technology. And this is far from magic. It's based in mathematics and software and the entire stack. So don't hesitate to get started. And just because somebody's throwing out these jargons at you, deep learning, machine learning, AI, reinforcement learning, and neural networks and this and that, don't get intimidated by that. The basic mathematics is fairly simple. All you need is high school level mathematics and a lot of focus. So that's number one. Don't get intimidated by what you hear or read in media. You have the potential, you can do it, get started today, right? Number one. Number two, set objectives, baby steps for yourself. When I say you can get started, it's easy. It is easy, but it is a lot of technology. So don't overburden yourself that you will be an expert in 3 months. Mm-hmm. Take baby steps and find goals for yourself and assign a longer horizon, like 18 months to 2 years, to understand and being able to contribute to this technology. Or if you're looking for a job, even that works, right? So that's number two. Some people, what happens is they get discouraged pretty fast because in last 3 months, they have not made enough progress and they say, okay, this is not for me. Don't get discouraged. It is easy. You can get started slowly and you will get there, right? That's number two. And number three, do something good. Don't think about money. Don't think when you're starting something, think about others. And eventually what I've seen, not that I'm hoping, but what I've seen is if you do good, success and rest of the things will follow you. So try and find something what others need, serve and cater to that need, and people will eventually follow you and you will get what other things come with that.
all the achievements will come along with all the knowledge you have it.
Yeah, but don't fall for that. Don't start just because you want to be rich and you're starting a company or something. Find a calling. Find something that you believe in. And because, you know, any ambitious thing will have ups and downs. And, you know, like it or not, it's at the best 50-50. 50% of the times you're feeling good about that and 50% of the time you're feeling down. So people who love their work, they don't get carried away by their down times. And, you know, up times, of course, everybody enjoy, right? So, yeah. So think about your down times and do only what you love.
That's great. That's the best three advices for you from Rohit Sharma. Thank you for sharing your valuable advices. I hope it will be really helpful for all the young entrepreneurs out there. And this has been the great 20 minutes with you, great 20 minutes of your time on this podcast show. Amazing. Thank you, Rohit Sharma, on sharing about AITS and how it's going to change the whole revolution of creating a community and, you know, an open source community, to be very specific, because I've never heard about an open source community specifically for deep learning AI and in microcontrollers. So thank you for joining for this wonderful podcast, and it was really amazing having you on the show. And everyone out there, if anyone wants to reach out to Rohit Sharma, you are always free, because he's a very warm, welcoming person. Because when I reached out to him, he was really happy to be part of the show, because he always wanted to share. He also will be a very, like open source, he's also very open-hearted. So please feel free to reach out to him at any time. And thank you once again. So this is Rohit Sharma, the founder of AI Tech Systems, all the way from San Francisco. And it's me, Varun Nair, the startup show host for the day. So thank you and have a good night.
Thank you, Varun, for having me. Bye now.
Bye-bye.